Last year, the federal government awarded nearly $440 billion in contracts, and nearly $90 billion of it went to small businesses. That's according to figures compiled by American Express. Joining me with some of the trends in small business procurement, Lourdes Martin-Rosa, Amex Advisor on Government Contracting. Ms. Martin-Rosa, good to have you on.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
How is it that American Express, of all companies, manages to also track small business contracting?
Well, American Express Open and their advocacy department have provided very strong programs to help strengthen the growth of small businesses, Small Business Saturday, and then also with the Small Business Government Contracting Program. That's been a program that's been alive for the last 8 years, and we've awarded hundreds of millions of dollars in government contracts to those small businesses that have never had an opportunity to get a government contract. The federal government is a very viable customer and a very, obviously, one that doesn't bounce checks and is not going to go bankrupt, knock on wood.
Right.
But they pay on time. So it's a very lucrative and fruitful environment for small businesses to grow.
You have looked at bidding activity and you found that it was low in 2013 from small business. Tell us about that trend.
Yes, actually, compared to a survey that we conducted back in 2010, where the average investment for government contracts, the average year investment was at $86,000. And we found that in this survey that we just completed, there was an increase of $148,124 was spent seeking federal government contract opportunities. However, the size of the small businesses that are seeking now government contracts have increased. So therefore, that does account for the size and the increase in the average investment. You have more contracts that are set aside for small business, but when you think about that, don't think about your $1 to $10 million contract. These are contracts that are sometimes in the hundreds of millions of dollars and can be a very lucrative growth opportunity for a small business to create three things. One is to expand their business nationwide, just not only in their hometown. Number two is to create teaming opportunities to help grow and expand their resources. And number three is to help their business grow with a very, very viable customer, which is the federal government.
Sure, but you say that they're spending more on the bid opportunities. Are they also bidding more frequently on federal contracts?
Yes, on average, the active contractor submits, according to our survey, about 18 prime contract bids between 2013 and 2016 and participated in about 11 bids as subcontractors, similar to the levels that we had in 2010, but much better than the levels that we've seen previously. So we've seen a greater activity of an average of about 18 prime contracts that small businesses do bid on annually.
And as you say, they also bid as subs to the primes, using large business as kind of a vehicle to get in there that way.
Yes, and that is part of the new initiative that the administration had put in, stronger subcontracting rules for small businesses that encompassed an opportunity for large corporations to capture mentor-protege agreements, joint ventures, and subcontracting agreements with small businesses. You see, small businesses receive something that is called the Small Business Prompt Payment Act. So therefore, when you bid on a contract, obviously, you're going to do your average 30-day billing, but you're not going to get paid in 30 days. You're going to get paid in 15 days. So for a small business like myself, which is an active government contractor myself, that is a huge plus for payroll. And you're not going to get that with any other private client.
We're speaking with Lourdes Martin-Rosa, an American Express Open Advisor on Government Contracting. And when they spend an average of $148,000 in bidding, what are the elements that go into those costs?
Well, what goes into the $148,000 is consultants to help you develop the proposal, different proposal steps that need to be identified, also key what we call SMEs, subject matter experts, to help you identify and help strengthen the ability of winning on that proposal. And the most expenditure for small businesses is their time. So we're seeing that small businesses are spending at least an average of 18 months when it comes to winning that first federal government contract. So therefore, that whole lag of time on trying to win on those proposals is part of the $148,000.
And you said that's up 72% in the past 6 years, 15% up since 2013. Is that because the costs are rising or because they're bidding more, or both?
I think both.
And that gets to another point that you found in the trends report here, is that the largest contractors in the small business category, which can be $5 million or more in revenue and 50 or more employees and still be small, depending on the industry code they're operating in, they're more active than the smaller ones.
Yes, that is true. Actually, we have one of the highest grossing 8A firms, which is an IT firm, and they're averaging about $68 million a year, and they're still considered small and still considered under the 8A program. It's important for viewers to understand that your NAICS codes, your North American Industry Classification codes, really determine your size standard. So, for example, if you are in construction, which is, you know, your average of about 33.5 annual revenues and under considers you a small business. But if an architect, it could average around $14 million.
And those were revised in recent years. Did you find that the revisions enhanced small businesses' ability to get federal contracts?
Definitely. Just one category in particular that was a big, huge crutch was engineering. In certain NAICS codes in engineering, if you just met the plateau of $7 million a year, that excluded you from being a small business. And that definitely made a huge difference in allowing engineering firms to expand their small business categories. And now they are into some of the $14 million threshold and some even into the $33 million threshold.
Because in many cases, especially in the engineering field, you could be competing with companies that do $7 or $14 billion. In sales.
That's so true. That is so true. And also on the subcontracting arena, when it comes to the sector of construction, it's important for our listeners to also know that they don't have to play the 5149 role. You could be doing 15% of the prime contract still as a subcontractor, and you could sub out 85% of the work, and you're still considered the prime. A huge advantage in this industry.
And what do you expect in the next couple of years, given the continuing resolution and the uncertainty over what the budget priorities will be for the Trump administration?
That is actually a crystal ball that a lot of people don't know what's going to happen. I'm optimistic. Obviously, we know that the federal government is a slow-moving ship. So really, the past administration's benefits that they've increased and the opportunities that have been presented, especially in the women's procurement category, are going to stay. And I don't know what changes the Trump administration will make, but we won't see any changes immediately. They will probably be happening 2 to 3 years down the road.
Lourdes Martin-Rosa is an advisor on government contracting for small business at American Express. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
We've got a link to the full report on trends in small business federal contracting and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.